Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're giving the people of this state the power to save democracy, not just in California, but all across the United States of America.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling for a special election so voters can decide on whether to let the state redraw congressional maps mid-decade. Newsom's plan stems from Texas pushing new maps at the behest of President Donald Trump, which could cost Democrats 5 congressional seats. The Election Rigging Response Act would let California Democrats circumvent the state's independent map-drawing process and pass new congressional lines favoring their party. If the measure passes on November 4th, new maps would be done by the 2026 midterm elections. This comes after Texas Democrats are working on a plan to return home. Their quorum-breaking exodus has prevented the full Texas Statehouse from voting on its redistricting maps. However, their Republican colleagues have made it clear they will face severe penalties from arrest to financial repercussions for their actions. Meanwhile, a key economic indicator shows Trump's tariffs are hitting people's wallets harder than analysts predicted. The producer price index shows grocery staples like fresh vegetables are up nearly 40% and milk costs rose 30%, all in the last month. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says tariffs aren't raising prices, even if most economists disagree.
What you want to see is whether the PPI numbers will move to the CPI, the consumer price index, which is not always the case at all. We also know that the PPI is highly volatile.
Many economists say the PPI data suggest further price increases are coming for businesses and consumers. Since the tariffs have been enacted, they've raked in $29 billion for the U.S., but it's uncertain the impact this will have. Former OMB economist Vance Ginn, who served during the first Trump administration, notes there was a zero-tariff, zero-trade barrier policy. He says that's non-existent in the second administration.
Now, I don't hear a lot about that. It almost seems like these tariffs are going to be permanent. That's why they're trying to give tax rebates. That's why they're looking at other ways to either spend the money or send the money back.
Americans aren't happy with the tariffs or with the One Big Beautiful Bill. A new Pew Research Center poll shows 53% of people across party lines don't support Trump's economic agenda. While the economy was a crucial issue sweeping him back into office, 55% of Republicans don't support his economic plans. Tuesday marked the 90th anniversary of Social Security. Agency employees rallied nationwide to honor the program and draw attention to the impacts of federal layoffs. This comes as surveys show young people's confidence in Social Security is at a 15-year low, due in part to reports the program could be insolvent by 2034. Albany-based claims specialist Jessica Sweet, who doesn't speak on SSA's behalf, says seniors are dealing with mounting customer service delays.
They're calling or they're coming in needing help, and instead of solving their issues, we're forced to book them appointments 6, 8, 10 weeks out. Some offices are ending up with appointments double booked.
Answer rates are low, with about one-third of callers getting a recorded message and having their calls dropped. A Center on Budget Policy and Priorities report finds downsizing by the Department of Government Efficiency failed to accomplish its mission of streamlining Social Security's customer service work. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.